listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
It's the Gentile Podcast. It's your boy Mike J. I got your boy Groovy Drew. I got Trav. I got Shell. And today, we're talking about going through your significant other's phones, invading their
privacy.
Exactly. Thanks, Groovy Drew. You're a good backup.
Well.
Yeah. But yeah, how do y'all feel about invading your, like, if you got to go through all that, you probably don't even need to be with that person if you got to go through their phone and all that. I mean, if you got, if you see the red flags, you should address it, but at the same time, you shouldn't be go looking for shit. How y'all feel?
If it ain't no emergency, then I don't go do it. The only way you should go to my phone, like, I don't mind giving you my password in case if something happened to me to where I can't use the phone. Like, say if I had a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
And supposedly her phone dead or whatever. I don't mind giving my password for a situation like that. Unless it's an emergency, you can call whoever you need to call. But other than that, just you're always gonna find something.
Yeah.
It could be the littlest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not big enough.
Oh hell.
Sorry.
You good?
Well, nah.
Is that what?
No, I ordered this thing on IKEA. It was false advertising. What the fuck?
Oh, hell.
Sorry.
You good? How you feel about it? If your significant other go through your phone shell?
I don't know how I would feel. Like, me, I don't really got nothing to hide. But, like Drew was saying, it'd be like the little stuff. So, like, just say they went on your Facebook and seen you searching like your ex page or something. They're gonna be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might not even be cheating, or they don't even have evidence of, you know, you doing anything, but just little stuff that'll cause a problem. But I don't really believe in like going in a dude's phone, because I figure like what happened in the dark gonna come to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer in that. So if I'm not searching for anything or going to look for nothing and it end up coming back to me, then that's definitely like a real problem for me. Cause I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I ain't even try to go looking for nothing and it still came back to me. So yeah, that right there for me just make me, you know, want to end things or just not be with a person off of that, off of the strength of that. So now I feel like it shouldn't be an issue. Say for instance, if I don't know, like somebody, you know, you got some couples that you can't even ask them, let me use your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my phone died and then I asked to use your phone real quick, like, you got people don't even want to do that. And I feel like that shouldn't be a problem. Let me use your phone to call such and such. But
mm-hmm.
You know, you got some guys or some women don't even want to give up their phone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But actually going in the phone, searching for stuff, I don't think people should do that. Cause it just be little stuff that you might find and get mad off of. So
yeah. And that's why you gotta be honest. You just gotta let things be, you know, be upfront about shit sometimes. And you know, you could be in a group chat with your homeboys, you know, niggas be talking shit, and you could be in a girls be in their own group chat talking shit.
Everybody do. Like, we talk shit.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Everybody be talking shit in their group chat, and they be like, yeah, that's so and so, and then all that shit. And you be going in there, oh, you talking about so and so? Sometimes.
Like, hey, that way you got your dick sucked by that crackhead last night.
Exactly. Motherfucker got hit from a baby.
Damn, you get to get your dick sucked by crackheads? Who are you? I didn't know you was doing something like that. And you ain't even been with the person. Y'all wasn't even together then. But you mad and you found out, you know, did some stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You done going to the niggas group chat. Now you done looked at his shit. And you're like, oh, so this what you be doing?
This who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, people be different when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, friends and stuff. Be a whole different person.
My TV too loud.
Not all the time, but a lot of times they do.
I know girls group chat be lit sometimes. Y'all be talking about some crazy ass shit. Be honest.
Sometimes I feel like when women are single, but like right now, like all my friends are with somebody, so they ain't really trying to be talking too much about the person that they with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In that type of, you know, aspect or whatever. But I mean, yeah, it can go down sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah. But
it do.
What?
I don't know who you protecting, but it do.
I'll be chilling.
Observing.
Yeah, observing.
Be like, oh, when you mind your business, you hear some shit you ain't supposed to hear. Like, oh, I can see that right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that right.
Yeah, that gotta be. But I think, like you said, don't be going out there searching, because if you go out there searching, you probably gonna get your feelings hurt. Because, you know, people, you don't know. If you gotta keep track of somebody every minute, then you don't really need to be with that person. You need to have some kind of security in your own and be happy with the person you with. And if it, like you said, if it comes to the light, then that's when you dead the shit.
So, yeah.
People get, and like you said, some shit could be a misunderstanding sometimes. Like motherfucking fashion over and see you, hey handsome, and now you're like, what the fuck is that? Who's saying hey handsome or some shit like that? You know them fucking ass and clothes and shit. Say, hey handsome, how are you? 50% off. Now you in trouble. Now she thinking Fashion Nova is a code word for people and shit. Shit crazy.
Have y'all ever did that though, like put somebody's name in like as like a store or something like that?
Not a store.
Well, you know what I mean, Drew. That was just an example.
What you put?
I put their first and last initial.
Last initial.
Yeah, well, it sound like a boy.
Damn.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's MJ. And it's really Matika Johansson.
Oh, shit. You just put emojis and shit. They'll never know.
That's a giveaway.
Never know.
You ain't gonna put nothing on your homeboy.
Nah. Take that bet.
What about just not saving your number at all? Because a lot of folks just have unsaved numbers.
Yeah. And you just take a glance at that. You can take a glance at that number and know who exactly it is. Like, oh.
Yeah, then. If you have more than one, you're gonna click on the wrong one on responding.
Oh, you over with.
Shit. Yep.
Say, what to do, baby? I thought you was at your mother's house. Boop, boop, boop. Gonna FaceTime the wrong person. What? This one I was saying. What are you looking at me like that?
Aw, hell. Oh, hell. I knew it was going to happen.
Of course. It always happens. But now, there's a difference when you're in a relationship and when you're single. When you're single, you should be able to do what the hell you want to do. When you're in a relationship, you should be committed to that one person, though. See how I cleaned that shit up?
Get this out.
What? Oh, man. But nah, I think people should, in this day and age, with like, cause I think people be saying, like, we was talking about this, why do women really hire their man on social media? Like, they don't show pictures of them and all that. Do y'all really be hiding for these women, like, so other women don't see it, or you just want privacy? Or sometimes it could be just because they don't want the man to be, you know, just be out there or some shit, or they know something. But I know it's like 25% that, 25% the other.
It's a lot of stuff for me, because I feel like my next relationship, unless I'm probably like married or something, I probably wouldn't post nobody. It's just the fact that it's that, like, You don't want nobody coming back telling you nothing that, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to hear.
Well, I think.
What's up? Question is, like, why do people don't be advertising their significant others on social media sometimes? I understand some people want privacy. Sometimes some people don't want to put it out there that they with that person. And some people just want to have a private relationship.
It's either those two or somebody playing single.
But this day and age, people just be I don't see why. I just don't see why people just don't be honest about shit. Like, why would you want to be with somebody and play with their emotions when you know it ain't what it is, and just doing this shit though, like on surreal shit? Like, why don't you just be upfront with people? Like, sometimes, even if you ain't want to be in a relationship with the person, if you just want to have you just attracted to that person, just be upfront and just be like, look, I ain't looking for something right now, but I really digging you and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Can I have your number? Maybe one day, you know, so we can build something or some shit like that. And then just go from there and see what happens. And just let it be known.
Yeah, I
talk to other people. Yeah, I talk to so and so and that. But I'm being honest with you because I got respect for you. I'm pretty sure women respect a nigga who does say shit like that instead of a nigga just playing along.
Yeah,
I would respect that more than just playing games, and I could just make my decision on how I want to handle it.
Yeah.
But what I was saying that as far as like posting, I said my next relationship, I probably wouldn't post the guy. Just because, like, when you're in a relationship and then y'all look like y'all just all in love and, you know, just a cute couple doing good. And then when y'all break up, then here go the questions, what happened? And this, that, and the third. And that's just what I'm trying to avoid next time.
Yeah.
What happened with y'all? Why y'all broke up? Y'all were just so cute together. I just knew y'all was gonna work. I knew y'all was gonna get married. Da, da, da. So that's my thing.
Yeah. And that's one thing too. People ask questions, like, some people even see the relationship and they want to see it fall, so they can be deceived. It's like motherfuckers be looking at your shit and be saying, oh, they ain't gonna last. Oh, they do this, they do that, and all that shit. Like, some people, you know what I'm saying? I get why some people don't want to show their blessing off. And then they're scared to be embarrassed when you put somebody else, you know what I'm saying? You putting them out there like that. And that's, yeah. And that's all right. That's all good and dandy. So.
I will wait till I know for sure we're working out.
Yeah.
I don't post you too early, and then all of a sudden.
What's too early to post somebody? What's too early?
Weeks. Yeah,
I give it a month.
Yeah, at least give it a month. I gave what, a month or two, month and a half before I post mine. See, I put all my chips in the bag. I said, fuck, run it. And fucking, hey, whatever happens, happens. What happened? Hey, life. You just walk the fuck off. That's it. That's all you can say.
I know, right? Life. That's just life.
Yeah, if you just look, and that's what people do. If you happy with your relationship, be happy with your relationship. But at the same time, keep whatever y'all got in y'all relationship to yourself. Don't let everybody else in your business and shit. And that's why I can see why people, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get a little insecure these days, because social media can make a man insecure and it can make a woman insecure, because they see other people's relationship and they try to compare it to their relationship. But, and then when they do that, they'll see motherfuckers doing pranks. They'll see the music videos of Chris Brown saying, I'm gonna fuck your girl behind your back. Just got rich, fuck a broke niggas bitch. And then they feel, well, will she do that to me? Because nowadays, motherfuckers don't put past shit. They don't put shit past anybody these days. So,
yeah,
nope.
So, you just gotta
different breed of women nowadays for sure.
These savages.
And I'm gonna ask a big question. And
I'm a big question, Michael. All
right, is it wrong for a man to hold back before he can see the woman's worth? Because nowadays, a lot of women want a lot at the get go. You just want to hold out and see what she really worth. I'm not saying about no pussy or nothing, like getting pussy or anything. I'm just saying you got to see if she really worth the shit. Instead of, like, because nowadays some women want to go on a vacation. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? You get to know each other and all that shit. Cause let's be honest, men and all that. You know what I'm saying?
I think you should, but it goes both ways. You should not be going all out for a person you just met 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks, 2 days ago, because you're going to see, you don't, like, you ain't going to see the real person until y'all go through some seasons together anyway. You're going to say, all right, she might be the one. So, like, that goes for women too, because, like, you don't be trying to do all that. In the first beginning, when you first meet somebody, man, you got to feel people out. For real, see what they real, but they about for real stuff.
Yeah. Cause nowadays, I think a lot of men, like, they're putting, like, I can see, like, on social media, they saying, if your man don't do so-and-so, then he a fuck nigga. You need to get with this guy. You need to do that. If he don't take you to Dubai on the first date.
And that's a fuck. Who else saying that's a fuck, nigga? He trying to see, like, what they saying. Like, you got, so basically, you use the money to entice this woman. So your relationship gonna be built on what you can do for her, and not what that shit really, and that shit ain't gonna be solid, because once the funds get lacking, you can't do the stuff you used to do, then what's gonna happen?
Okay, nigga.
I just think everything, you gotta know what kind of woman you dealing with from the jump anyways. Cause like, for me, like, I kind of been talking to somebody and he said, the way I am, like, I don't ask for nothing. Like, typical woman ask for money or ask, you know, to cash out me something for lunch type of thing. He said, because I don't do that, it makes him want to do that.
Yeah.
So I think it just really depends on, you have to find out what kind of woman you're dealing with. Because, I mean, I get what you're saying, Mike, because, you know, you just don't want to put, you know, yourself out there and do all this, and you find out she a gold digger, but what if you
saying she no gold digger?
But I'm saying though, what if she really not like that? What if she's somebody like me that's not like that? And then you hold it now, and then in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, like, this nigga, you know, he ain't the romantic type, or he ain't the type that, you know what I'm saying, or do this or do that. So I think you just gotta figure out what kind of female you dealing with, like, before, like, probably before y'all just start really just, I guess maybe just texting and talking on the phone first, seeing what kind of female you dealing with. Because you don't want to, you know, throw her off and have you thinking, I mean, have her thinking that you just one of them type of dudes that just, you know, don't do enough or do too much. You know, just one of them dudes that just like to chill. And, you know what I'm saying, don't really like to go on dates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm people fall in love easy too, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
They what now?
But it'll be falling hard real easy.
Like, yeah, first. But see, that's I think, man, it just might come out for wrong. But I think men do have a better a sense of picking a person they want to be with. Cause men can, we can decide, like, hey, I want to be with her, but the other chick, man, I just want to fuck her. But it's hard to decide. Like, I think women have a hard. I ain't gonna say all women, but some of them have a hard decision trying to figure out, oh, do he really like me, want to be with me? He just want to, you know, fuck me.
You done this before, haven't you?
Huh?
Yeah, the vulnerable, gullible type female.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Dudes gonna know exactly who they want to, and then sometimes women can pick up on that shit, and then they can take advantage of that dude too. So it goes both ways.
That's like shit. So you know about the person you pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know, you
kind of know by conversation. Probably talk to somebody for a good 2 weeks on the phone and texting without even like going on a date for real. And you can kind of know by just, you know, conversating then what type of person you kind of dealing with, for real.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah, like sometimes you get that that pre-trial shit, and then they hit you with old switcheroo.
don't be them habitual liars.
Oh, yeah.
You know he was crazy, deranged, and all that shit. Next thing you know, they done hit you with a damn 180 on your ass. Now your ass looking crazy as shit. He said, damn, I'm stuck with that person. So.
But that's too damn bad.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta pick up on certain signs doing stuff for real.
Then set boundaries. Once you set your boundaries and you know you're worth it, you ain't gotta worry about shit.
Ain't it be worth it?
You said that what, Drew?
So shut that shit up.
Ain't that shit up.
Yeah, that's golden. Boundaries. I go back to the West Coast too. Going through your phone. Like, I ain't going to. I was like, I'm still standing. I ain't going to nobody's phone. Because you know, he finds some shit, y'all ain't going to be sick. When we feel like, well, James Paul played Rick, you walk by that joint.
What happened?
You remember when old Ray went, he was sick, he woke up out that drain, shaking and stuff.
He had withdrawals and shit.
Man, you and withdrawals.
Oh, yeah.
Never know
now,
shit, man.
This
2022, what were you with? 2022. Mm-hmm. Shit. Like you said, her line has been on here. But they always say, better go check them group chat, man.
Because really, females nowadays, they really niggas nowadays.
Yeah, they said that was
they really the niggas. the roles done reversed.
Yeah, that's why I know they might sound wrong to our female listen. I'm like, shit, I'll be like, shit, they probably fuck. So, hey, yeah, as long as I don't catch, I'm good. But don't let you see, if they say that female really love you, she won't let you catch. You won't ever catch. So we
doing old buddy from Bad Boy. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Shit, I don't want to know.
Yeah, just had trust. Hey, they come to the light. Come to the light.
Yeah, and it trust me, it will. It might take a minute, but yeah, it'll come out eventually.
Yeah.
Hey, remember. When it comes to the light, you always got the streets.
Shut that shit up.
Why are you going back to the streets?
The streets.
Yeah, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, don't come to the
they light. The one that's going to be packing.
You said what?
As soon as I find out, they're going to be the one that's going to be packing up the room.
Get your shit and leave.
Oh, man. Hey man, Jay. No, I'm just saying, yeah, like if you gotta feel like you gotta go to the phone, about whip on the head and goddamn. Well, back to the streets. Because you're gonna find some shit.
Mm-hmm. Even grab if you go on their Instagram and look at their likes, you're gonna flip it.
Yeah.
You can't control that.
I had that happen to me. My dumb ass gave up my phone. They're gonna tow off of my ear.
I remember that.
What happened?
She just ran and said, let me see your phone. I said, okay, shit. And I just handed it to her, went straight to my Instagram. And then she went through my likes. She said, dang, you just like the hell out of her page, huh? I just sat there looking crazy. I was like, yeah.
You know, funny, Instagram took that feature off too.
Yeah, they took it out. Yeah, you know, I was about to say when
you can see what you like on Instagram, but I don't even be on Instagram a whole lot. So
yeah, it used to be on there. It used to be on West Coast. You can see what see the likes on there.
You have like, they don't see like 20 twerk videos and shit. Nah, you look crazy.
You want home, baby?
I'm so on support. The black business. Oh man, come on now. Is it cheating if you're looking?
Yeah, shit. Well, like I say, if it's cheating, if you're looking and you find out, if you're looking for it,
looking at somebody.
You know, you're walking around the mall.
You don't
glance at somebody. Look. My thing is everybody look, even females look. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can look but don't stare. It's a difference. You can look but staring is totally out.
A gander. A point.
I think it's natural. I think it's natural for anybody to look. You got even your old auntie saying, "Damn, baby, you get a little ass back there." You know what I'm saying? So it's natural for all human beings to look, but just don't stare.
I know. I got caught. We was at Walmart. This girl had a big old ass. I said, "I'm not gonna look," but I looked anyway. She said, "Damn, you can get those ass." I said, "Oh, I can look."
Sure. What we was at? I don't even be trying to look. Actually, be like, there you go.
Look, she just say, "Go ahead, go ahead."
I know what Mike gonna say. Mike gonna say, "If I want her, I get her, but I'm with you."
I said something like that, but okay.
I know you by now, Mike. I know what you be saying.
Yeah, the fat old ass, she gonna look at me, she's like, "There you go. It's big, ain't it?"
Mike gonna put on that low sense, boy.
Gonna be like, "Oh,
man, you know he's lying."
Oh, shit. It's big ass.
No, babe, I got you. Why would I want her?
Why would I want her chicken when I got you?
She gonna say, "She's chicken and you're steak. I like protein."
You know what I'm saying? I said, "All this ass and this sundress, and I'm focused on you."
Come back, enjoy Mike. Yourself. Come back. Y'all done got me out of track.
I come out of nowhere, so you a fucking lie.
Go to commercial.
Oops, man. You heard about Bluetooth. Don't forget about it. Let me tell you about the 100 pack.
Damn, niggas ain't fuck Bluetooth. Yeah. And they said a honey pad. But nah, man, y'all enjoy that. Yeah, everybody just gotta enjoy themselves and be enjoying the one they with or something. But shit, like you said, 9 days you can't put shit past nobody. So might as well just enjoy. And just, if it comes, it comes.
Yeah, enjoy your peace till like, yeah, until, just, yeah, till it comes. Yeah.
Enjoy the moments.
Mm-hmm.
Let your light shine.
Yeah, when it comes to taking all that shit back. So you get all them presents, well, taking all that shit back.
You can't take it back. You can't take a suit.
I can shell it. They got receipts. Keep your receipts.
She's just a liar, a cheater, a thief, a
heartbreaker. So you want to go to a karaoke, no?
Yeah.
I'm taking the house, the cars, the keys, and the dog. You know he take the dog. She's serious.
What? Who found this on? Refresh my
profile. Yeah.
Profile.
Yeah. I'm taking all this shit back. Might say take it back.
What's up, man?
Come help me put this shelf together.
You need help right now?
Hell fucking yeah. This shit, I'm about to stress the fuck out.
I'll be over there later on.
Yeah, you ain't coming. Fuck.
See you later, buddy.
Man, so help me with the show. I can help you if you need
it. No, because Ash is going to block the door and you're going to be all tempted. I ain't going to hear from you till next month.
On the next episode of Gin Talk.
She made a face. She's looking at you.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm right.
She said she got something for you.
I ain't scared of nobody.
But no.
I don't think
we on Zoom. Yeah, he on the west guy.
That's your fault.
Ain't my fault. My mom's better.
I ain't got no headphones.
It's on the charge.
Does it sound better when y'all have headphones in? Cause I don't have headphones. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't do headphones. I mean, I can do headphones, but I haven't been doing headphones.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't been doing headphones since we've been doing podcasts. What I'm saying, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it sounds clear when you do the headphones.
Fancy.
Well, y'all probably got them.
AirPods. Came with iPhone. Well, AirPods. Don't come with no more.
AirPods.
thanks, Apple. Apple took all that shit out. They don't put no charge box in there. Oh, no.
Took everything.
Took everything out of there. So, yeah.
It's the same damn phone. Same damn phone.
Vivian. Fuck, man.
Yeah, man,
yeah, y'all really overhyped the iPhone for real.
No,
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, y'all overhyped.
No,
it.
No.
I can't hear no Android no more.
It was all good with the 4K pictures and stuff, and now it's overhyped.
No, I ain't gonna lie now. The pictures, but everything else is just plain. Like it just simple. Basic. What else I can say? What other word I can say?
Bullshit.
Yeah, it just ain't all. I mean, it's straight. It just ain't all that to me. I don't know.
It's not giving. Nah, I mean, I ain't going back to Android. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't do it.
I ain't even gonna tell a
I can't do it. Now you can do if you know how to hack some shit and how to get some illegal apps and all that shit. Yeah,
make it like and put iOS on them. Yeah, it's better then for shit. Just the regular shit. Shit, I can't do it either.
I don't know now. I used to have foot for my Android.
But you know that shit kept viruses and stuff. That shit be going slow.
I used to hate that.
I used to hate that battery. Pew, pew, pew. Shit just cut off on your ass. Don't give you no warning. Battery get hot. Next thing you know, your phone drop. Battery sliding across the damn floor. How you say my shit?
Man. But yeah, you got
well,
shit.
I think that's what with the old Androids though, because I think my phone it didn't have you couldn't take the battery out.
That's nah, how long that advanced
battery. Yeah, that was an old man. Galaxy 2 and 3.
The Nokia. Something.
Playing Snake.
Whatever the other game was.
This shit don't get no kind of direction.
YouTube. Oh, I be doing shit.
Hell yeah. I'm going to end up with 5 extra pieces.
I'm going to put one thing and she going to collapse, okay?
Stop. Don't say that.
If it do happen, yeah. I'll leave the damn podcast.
You know I will.
You know I will.
He going to send a picture of that shit all broke up.
He going to be sitting on the side of it. He gonna be sitting on the side of the
Don't talk to me. Leave me alone. Fuck you.
He's
like,
fuck it.
It's fucking. Leave me alone, bitch.
What we talking about?
With all that being said, go through their phone if you want. You'll find what you're looking for.
I say don't do it. Unless you want to be sick, making posts every 2 minutes. I know you want shit and sharing memes and goddamn. Mm-hmm.
And still end up with them.
Yeah,
still don't go nowhere.
Go through their phone. In what's up? Because
you wearing 2 T's for no reason.
I'm gonna say this now. If y'all know y'all relationship rocky a little bit and going through some turbulence, you better not go through that phone. Don't go through that phone. Go through that phone. If you want to lose weight or you want to pick up a drinking habit or smoking habit or something, go through that phone. That's my advice. Want to do any other thing, want to gain a habit or lose weight, go through their phones.
A dark night. Who is this?
Boom! I just ain't going through my phone. Like, fuck it. Let me find out. DA.
You gonna see that thread with wet emojis? Gonna be feelings gonna get hurt.
Oh man! I'm talking about crying bad now. It's not coming out.
What is going on? Oh, piece of faces. On some real shit, if you were somebody you ain't really want to be with, why are you going to play along? Just leave the motherfucker.
Because people know, because
grass is not green on the other side. So when somebody leaves somebody, 9 out of 10 chances, what you get going to be some bullshit. And going to be even worse what you left. So they going to screen this person long, like, going to hold them, going to put them long until they find something solid. So, you know, now how dating is now, that's why people don't just cut people out. People be dealing with like 3-4 people. And God dang, that's what they do, because shit, they don't want to cut nobody out, because they don't want to lose and be assed out.
I'm just speaking on like relationships wise. Now, if you single, that's fair. When you're single, it's fair game.
Yeah, with fair, even like that, like I'm the one saying, people don't want to leave a relationship to potentially have nothing or have something worse. Okay, you gonna soon get in that? Man, I don't left my person. Now I got some bullshit. Damn, dog.
Playing lottery.
Y'all fucked up.
What the fuck?
How you let this up?
Fucked up. Somebody when you call me?
Yeah.
I say aha.
Damn. Nigga say aha. Damn, that was important. Yeah.
Thank you, Mac. Look at
him. Let me talk. I'm just gonna call my mama. I ain't gonna call y'all soon.
Mama.
I'd rather you call me than call Trav. Trav ain't no help.
I'm gonna make you feel bad about it. Like he told me about the other situation. I said, oh, well, expect the confessions.
Don't make me feel bad.
Tell me about them damn Tauruses.
Hey man, we gotta be real with reality first. We gonna tackle the reality first, then we'll make a joke about it. Hey, let's see how can we solve this.
Hey,
it's gonna be a
Is it when I call you?
I say call me first before Trey.
Now if you done did some crazy shit, then I'm like, well, why the fuck did you do that?
Needed the money.
Look at
you. Now look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
Don't let that nigga die. Nah, you don't need a stem play, because your ass gonna go straight for runaway and go to that one part and isolate.
It must be him that week.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies. Michael Johnson didn't know who to call, so he called his mom. Mama.
Your mom again. Oh, Michael. Let me get somebody else on the phone that can help you with this situation.
Knowing your daddy in the back, nigga.
Ain't gonna be me.
And I
told you. At least I showed some sympathy at first.
Well, y'all can call on me.
Call me.
But when you call and confide with your friends, do you actually listen? Like, some people want to talk, but don't need to listen or don't want to take the advice.
Yeah, you need to say, but I'm going to give tough love. It's all about tough love. Tough love sticks to you more than nurturing sometimes. Especially when you don't fuck up.
Subliminal. The way you said it.
you need that tough love sometimes, though. You can't always be nurturing, like, because they're gonna be like, well, what I did was okay, so they might gonna do shit again. They gonna get another call.
Look at this shit. Damn. Nah, you gotta nip that shit in the bud. They do crack.
Yeah.
You gotta take their ass to rehab.
Call goddamn Jeff Mathis on there.
said, look at you. Shaking. That motherfucker rolled that ball up. I said, that's fucked up. Shit, bro. But have good supporting people around you.
Yeah, you gotta have support. You gotta have your strong team on. You don't let nobody, don't be having people around them, keep you, let you keep do bullshit, do crazy shit. Fuck your life up.
And I'm locked out my apartment.
Hmm?
I got locked out my apartment.
God damn. Enjoy. How you do that?
Huh?
How you do that?
See, that was the test. See, Chad don't ask the right questions. Try to make you feel like a dumbass.
He said, how'd you do that?
There goes the damn show tonight. Call me first.
I'm like, oh, hell. Maintenance.
You know, after hours.
I didn't even say this. After hours.
Well.
Well. I just long walk down Manchester.
Gotta catch Uber, goddamn.
Uber.
Hell no.
That ain't been nowhere. I'm from my, for your house, from my house. Ain't got a daughter.
Nah,
too
much. My mama house.
You stay with me, buddy.
No, he don't.
No, buddy.
He don't.
I gotta work in the morning.
It's too noisy in there.
Come on, hug. You want some Kool-Aid?
Oh, man. Well, I leave. Well, I mean, gotta leave it. Feel like.
I'll walk the wood, man.
Mm-hmm. Come on, buddy.
I hang out with them damn deers in the bush.
Hey, buddy, where's your car? Well, I saw a flock of them bitches. I just start laughing every time I see a damn deer running on the car. I just start laughing.
Yeah, right, bro. We work here, but they be coming. They be in flocks for real. They hang out in flocks for real on that damn room, but. Them niggas out there in morning, night, they just be chilling in the yard and everything.
I'm car insurance crew.
Them damn deers be plotting, boy. Damn.
Oh.
Them damn squirrels, too.
Yeah. He's late on his payment.
Late on his payment. And he just got his income tax. Got you, buddy.
Job support, not today. You going to court, buddy. Cool.
Oh, nice police report.
Yeah. Come on, get on. Come on, y'all. Such a
podcast. Talk about damn beer. Be mad as hell. You just hit the deer again. Like, fuck.
Fuck it. Run over.
Get that double take up, man. Get there now.
So yes, if you have listened to this episode, don't go searching. Don't be looking.
Got to search it, got me looking, got me searching and looking.
No, don't search it, man. Looking like a fool.
I promise you.
Yeah. Gonna be mad. Be door explorer. Swipe up, swipe
you. You're gonna be sick. You're gonna be looking like that damn Chris Rock in New Jack City. Spooky.
All I saw was
not laughing at that.
It's getting cold in these columns, you damn fuck.
You
I ain't gonna be seeing
the mystery
playing in your head and stuff. Like, yeah, he was good last night, Daddy.
You sent him 6 attachments.
Oh man, you gonna
have
he gonna die.
6 attachments and 5 videos. Oof.
Oh man, it's over. I ain't coming back for that. You got shit. You got completely cut off. You ain't speak up. Never again in life.
Hey y'all just gotta shrug this shit off. Just move on.
Yeah, too.
So, this has been the
This has been the Gen Talk Podcast. And mean, moral to the story again, ladies and gentlemen, don't go through each other's phone. If you do, we'll see you. We'll see you somewhere in the sideboard. Good night.
Damn.
And that's how we're going to end it.
God damn.